This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was an act of supreme mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us live through another Ramadan. If you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never ever he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong his life for any reason whatsoever. He never asked, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let him live through the days in which his grandchildren get married and settle down, etc. But the only time he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend his life so that he could witness the blessed month of Ramadan. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was so anxious about receiving Ramadan. So what about us, brothers and sisters? Of course, the first thing that we should do always to remember this great day that subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to live through Ramadan. So we should engage in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And most importantly, to seize this opportunity, because nobody is sure who is going to live for another Ramadan and make it for another Ramadan. Nobody is immune and death-proofed. And nobody is immune from dying. Whether youngsters or elders, anybody can die any moment. So let us seize this opportunity and let us spend this month of Ramadan in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first important thing to remember, my dear brothers and sisters, is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the month of fast for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us wonder why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly stated, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O believers, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the people before you, so that you may attain taqwa. And taqwa, to put it in a very pragmatic way, as the scholars said, it is to build a barrier between you and the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you build this barrier. How? By observing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to observe and refraining from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse has given us a yardstick by which we measure if we fasted really in the month of Ramadan or not. So if we come out, if we emerge out of this month fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and revering Him and obeying Him and refraining from His prohibitions, it means that alhamdulillah Allah give us tawfiq, helped us to fulfill the purpose for the long month of fast. The other thing, brothers and sisters, for Allah's sake, let us not end this Ramadan in the same way we started it. We always should end this Ramadan, inshallah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a high state of spiritual and moral excellence. The Sahaba radwanullahi alayhim, the companions of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to divide up the year into two halves. The 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they used to make dua, they used to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable them to witness the month of Ramadan. And then 6 months after, they used to make dua, they used to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever their deeds they have done for His pleasure in the month of Ramadan. This is the mindset of the companions. And if you look at the history of Islam, you will find that Ramadan was really a launching pad, a starting point, a new beginning. A stock-taking time for the entire year. That's why you will find the great achievements of the Islamic civilization took place in the month of Ramadan. So, accordingly, brothers and sisters, we should use this month as a launching pad, as a month in which we charge our spiritual batteries to carry us over for the entire month. So let us seize this opportunity, let us engage in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us Let us use this opportunity to reach out to Muslims and non-Muslims and inform them about Islam. Let us make immense dua in this month, because this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the supplication. Let us make dua for ourselves. Let us make dua for the ailing ummah in this part of the world and all over the world. We are essentially one ummah. Let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us and strengthen our voice and guide our youngsters. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.